Track 8. Bridge Street. You are now standing just a few metres from a bridge erected in 1776, from which Bridge Street takes its name. Prior to this construction, there were stepping stones over which horses and carts were driven. Just 2 years later, one of Mansfield's most complex stories began. Michael Jackson takes a look back.
In the 18th century, a chap called John Adams, who was a local preacher, he came to Mansfield on one Sunday, and he brought Wesleyan Methodism into Mansfield. And from that grew a small society of Wesleyan Methodists.
First of all, they met in each other's homes, then a barn, and even though they were generally poor people, by 1791 they had saved enough money to build their own meeting house.
And they held services there for only a short time, because Methodists in those days were very contentious people. They were always falling out. And within a few years of building this chapel and getting it going, the loyal souls went down one Sunday morning and found that the doors were barred and locked, and they were denied entrance.
Some members decided they would form a separate church under a new rival denomination, the Methodist New Connection. Spurred on, the Wesleyans saved hard, and by 1812 they bought the large building next to you, Stanhope House, previously owned by the Earl of Chesterfield, and converted it into a chapel.
They used that chapel until 1863, when the present one was built, on the same site. What they did was to, I suppose, they gutted the centre part of it and converted that into the meeting house. The two wings, one on either side, they converted into manses for ministers.
We now turn our attention across the road to the restored Old Town Mill, which has been on the site of a water mill since the 13th century.
You may like to pause the audio before this next track to safely cross the road.